The author, Marcel Elfers, he wrote a book called Jambonet, The Final Chapter. Before the book, he, however, released a series of presentation videos about the same subject, Jambonet, Ramsey, and her case, the case of. And in those videos, he pretty much very eloquently, he described many of the inconsistencies of the investigation, many of the contradictions from the Ramsey's testimonies and interview answers, many of the inconsistencies and contradictions in the ransom note especially. He went into pretty good depth on explaining pretty much every line on the ransom note to his perception, to his view, and to his analysis using his professional background knowledge. And I believe he did a pretty good job overall. I'm not a professional on the subject of profiling through communication methods such as writing. He is the expert. And again, I believe most of his point of view, his analyses were, I believe, quite reasonable and professional. However, I do have a criticism. He basically repeatedly says that many of the inconsistencies do not make sense, do not have any common sense, do not have any reasonableness, as if he is constantly looking for reasonableness and common sense from a killer. I mean, we're talking about a cold-blooded killer individual or individuals who are willing to not only murder but make an escape and perhaps evade capture for decades now. And not only that, but the killer is someone that likely bamboozled and lied and deceived all along from the beginning, from the get-go, since it is believed that the killer fabricated a fake ransom note after he or she killed the child and pretty much fabricated his story as he or she made his or her way out of the door and made an escape. This is what is believed to have happened, if the intruder theory is to be believed. Again, he looks for common sense and reasonableness out of a criminal, an individual who is most likely disturbed, mentally ill, mentally challenged, perhaps with a certain degree of retardation, aggressive in nature, aggressive in thinking also, I would believe, to the point of boldness and audacity that it must take to basically take the steps, take the actions that that individual took. It takes a certain type of, I believe, craziness, for the lack of a better word. You must be mentally disturbed, mentally, again, abnormal. So you cannot, I believe, look for normality in that person's writing style, demands. I mean, there's no telling what kind of fantasies that person has in his or her head. No telling what kind of drug that person may have been on, what kind of mental capability that person may have or lack thereof. There's no telling what kind of exhaustion and insomnia that person may have been experiencing. The person may have been not only under the influence of drugs, but also under the influence of many chemicals that the brain is able to create in the absence of drugs through actions, through thoughts, through self-induction. This is a phenomenon that's very well known, studied, and very well recorded, where the brain can actually create a state of delusion, of hallucinations, of very bizarre behavior and actions in an individual. And this is without the use of drugs, let alone if drugs are or were involved. So that's pretty much my biggest criticism of Mr. Marcel Elfers, I believe his name is, if I'm correctly pronouncing it. And that is of the unreasonable expectation of normality and reasonableness in every word and action of or from the individual, the assailant, the criminal. Again, the criminal does not have to be reasonable, does not have to make sense on the sentences he or she put together, on the demands he or she put on that ransom note. And again, this puts some credibility to the intruder theory, this observation I make of a crazed and disturbed individual that somehow eluded detection, somehow eluded any kind of leaving any kind of mark or evidence behind, any kind of trace. He may have, in fact, left behind evidence and trace, only to be destroyed, only to be moved, taken away, cleaned by the botched and very inept and error-filled investigation that occurred. So there's no telling how much evidence was lost, destroyed during the, again, very inept investigation. But even then, still there is a chance, however remote, that the individual did get away with a perfect crime, murder, and did leave no trace behind. That is a very remote yet possible chance or possibility that we must not and we cannot omit or ignore. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this, on the fact that the individual may have been very likely a disturbed and mentally challenged individual, and to see what your thoughts and comments are on this. Thank you very much.